It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're talking about Windows, Windows XP, Windows Vista, Windows, and of course your calls and questions, issues, problems, whatever it is that's going on. It is, however, the 20th anniversary of the kind of the launch of the Windows Empire, if you will. Back when Microsoft was making a killing, selling one program and one program only. It was called DOS.
Disk Operating System. And it was a powerhouse of, of really plain Jane.
It was the air that all the computers back then had to breathe. So that's what allowed them to parlay this into this unbelievable company that they are today. Is they had a nice little connection to every computer that was being produced out there. Just you had to have this, or you had just a bunch of knobs and switches and buckets of bolts.
We only really lost DOS back a few years ago when Windows ME came out. That was the first operating system they developed, other than Windows NT, that didn't have a DOS-based core to it.
Don't get technical now.
I'm not getting technical.
Don't get technical.
I'm staying in the realm.
Shall we have Jeff announce to the world the Geek Speak of the Week?
I think we shall.
Every week we try to bring you a little something, as they say
Whatever. It's down the hall, they say that.
From the vernacular of the technology folks, the folks that try to talk technical with you with these terms that you don't understand. And
geeks!
Yeah, we like to bring a little explanation as to what these guys are talking about in this segment. Jeff, take it away. It's our Geek Speak of the Week.
All right, guys. This week, it is drool-proof paper.
I can't even say it.
And as you say it, it's
swing batter.
So it is.
It's a tough one for you.
Drool-proof paper.
Hey, you got something on your chin there, Ken.
Is it drool?
I don't know. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. In our examples this week, we have a quote from Apple's LaserWriter manual that reads, "Do not expose your LaserWriter to open fire or flame."
Oh, what garbage. What kind of a computer can't handle 1,000 degrees?
So we're basically in the category of, like, overstating the obvious, right? Don't expose to fire or open flame.
does that include FireWire? I'm not sure.
No, it does not.
Well, the LaserWriter, I think, was from, like, 600 years ago before FireWire was even thought of.
Well, the dumbing down of instructions, I think, is really what this drool-proof paper is all about.
We have another one for you if you need a further example, Ken.
Lay it on us.
An SGI manual actually included the following line: do not dangle the mouse by the cord or throw it at coworkers.
Because?
Well,
what's the downside?
That's true.
We've been doing that for years, haven't we?
Hey, Jeff, we have a rule on this show that you didn't know about till now, so we're going to put you on the spot. But you used an acronym, SGI, and now you have to tell people what SGI stands for.
If you can. Actually, it's a company. It's not really.
It is.
That was another.
I'll help you.
I thought it was another suburb again. You guys have these strange names out here. I'm sorry.
The S is for silicon or silicone or silicon.
Silicon.
Depending on what your pronunciation is.
It's silicon.
The G is graphics and I is incorporated. They make really high-end
Everybody listening is better for that explanation.
Hey, it's a little tidbit of knowledge. That's what we talk about.
It's actually much smaller than a tidbit. That was how many bites to a tidbit? Or how many tidbits to a byte?
Anybody out there that's like a really high-end engineer or doing really heavy CAD-CAM work, they would probably know what an SGI is.
None of them listen to this show, so.
That's true.
Let's go back to the phones and see if we can help.
Let's do that. That seems like a much better idea.
Who's on there?
I'm looking for, I think, Mike, who has questions about a new PC. Mike, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a Mac guy, have been since day one, I bought the first 128K Mac that ever came out, that big, powerful giant, you know.
And you'll never need more than that.
No. And, well, a couple years later, I bought a 5-meg hard drive for it. Remember those things?
Oh, yeah. And that was like, believe me, you know, that was like, how many floppy disks was that? It was like 150.
There were 360K.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never need more than that, you
right.
know.
Right.
So I've been with Mac since day one, and I'm used to using a real fast G4 laptop, you know, that just speeds along and does everything. But I'm going to have to buy a PC laptop, and I'm doing this kicking and screaming because I do everything with Mac so easily. But I have to be able to look at websites and some other things through the PC environment and be able to run some things on PC that I can't do on Mac. And virtual PC on Mac is worthless. It always has been. So
come to the dark side, Mike.
Mike, but how do you really feel about virtual PC? Don't sugarcoat it here.
Well, I just don't think it's very good.
Yeah, so you're ready to come to the dark side, huh?
So I'm thinking after reading all that I can read that perhaps the best laptop for me would be a Toshiba. And I was wanting you guys to give me some input. I want to be able to burn DVDs. You know, and I want to be able to have the same nice speed that I get with my Mac G4.
Well, so, let me try to manage your expectations a little bit, okay?
Okay.
What you're used to experiencing with the Mac, don't go out there trying to find something that will replicate that experience, because they're completely different kind of processes. And
yeah.
You're going to find Windows to be a lot less elegant than what you're used to with the Mac.
In the Mac world, Apple controls both the hardware and the software, and so the marriage of the two is generally going to be something completely different than in the Windows world, where the software is one side and the operating system is another company and the hardware is a whole other company, and so there's you're kind of starting off from a different world. So make sure you understand that first.
What is it that made you think that Toshiba is now? Toshiba makes a great product. What is it that drew you to the Toshiba product line?
Well, I hate to say that as a Mac guy, my prejudice toward HP is so strong that I couldn't even think of buying an HP. I drive a Honda, and I'd never drive a Chevy, you know?
Okay. So there wasn't anything in particular. It was just more going away from something you just had no desire to purchase.
Right. And the reading I've done, they seem to be among the most reliable, but...
Here's the deal. Laptop computers, notebook computers of any sort are all proprietary in nature. You have to understand going in, you're basically buying what we call a disposable computer, because once any of the major components fails, the motherboard, you drop the unit and the screen cracks, there's a bunch of things in there that if you have to replace those components, you can only get them from the prime manufacturer, and they will try to take your head off. It'll
right.
be very, very expensive. So... with that in mind, what you really want to think about is not so much the brand at this point, but who you're buying it from and the kind of service that you can expect after the sale. Because you won't care about what the price was if the machine is completely useless, right? Or if you're having to send it back for weeks and weeks and weeks, which is not uncommon with just about all the brands. So what you probably want to do is think about who you're going to buy it from first to figure out what kind of service you can expect after the sale. And I think that'll help guide you through this process much better than just picking a brand and then saying, I'll buy it online. And now, that is predicated on you not knowing everything about how to service the machine yourself, which I'm assuming is going to be the case.
Well, I could handle anything on a Mac, but and any hardware issues, I'm sure I could on a PC. But everything is so backwards on a PC from my 30 years' experience, I'd hate to get into... doing that.
Yeah, wait till you start using a mouse with more than one button.
Did you ever think that maybe the Mac is backwards and the PC is the right way?
No, I always looked at PCs as a copy of the Mac and not a real good one.
Well, you know, some people might say copy, some people might say ripoff. It's all just the same. Hey, Mike, a little secret about the whole notebook world that not a lot of people really understand. I know Toshiba has their name on the thing or HP or whoever it is. That doesn't necessarily mean that they made it. There are only a few manufacturers of notebooks on this planet, and they manufacture for all kinds of different companies, and those companies stick their name on it. So what Ken was kind of getting at is, by and large, looking at notebooks with the same kind of specs and things, you're looking at pretty much the same thing, as far as a reliability factor of the hardware. What is different is what happens if there is a problem
not
in the hardware.
When. You know there's going to be a problem.
So when there's a problem, what are the steps you have to take, and to what lengths does the company help you in making that either easy or fighting you because they don't really want to deal with you?
So here's the advice, Mike. There's two websites that I'd recommend you look at if you just want to look at reviews of hardware that I think you can rely on. One is the CNET.com, CNET.com. You'll see there's a whole huge review section there with user feedback and all kinds of goodies.
Okay.
And if you want to get really hardcore, there's a great website called TomsHardware.com that's been known to be, they're hardcore guys that can really break this thing down into
super hardcore.
Yeah. And then once you decide to check out a few retailers or online companies, you really want to find out before you make the purchase exactly what is the process for when I have a problem. Do I have to talk to somebody in India for 6 hours before I can actually get somebody?
Can I bring it right here to this store?
Yeah. I mean, are you going to buy it at a retail store where you actually get the people that sold it to you will actually service it, you know? Or is it the people that service it have nothing to do with the people that sold it to you, therefore the finger pointing and all the got to really think about those things because that's the aggravation that most people go through.
Well, and switching over to a PC too, at least for some applications, I've never really had that many hardware issues with a Mac in the last 25 years.
80 to 90% of the problems you're going to have on the PC have nothing to do with hardware. It's going to have to do with the Windows operating system, adware, spyware, Trojans, worms, viruses, all the stuff that you're going to pick up on the Internet.
And most importantly, things that you do.
Yeah.
So do take the time to look through our archives and our radio show, our newspaper columns on how to try to keep it simple so that you can try to keep the machine in a good working way.
Okay.
All right, but you got a little homework there. Those are the two places I'd start.
Okay, well, I appreciate the input.
All right, good luck, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, take care. You cut me off.
Yeah, I cut him off, and there, now I put Mike gone, and we're still on the air, but we're going to go to a break. How's that sound?
8 years on the job training push buttons in this radio
station.
Hey,
man, I'm off today. I'm off the game, but Jeff and I are going to caffeinate. When we come back, we got more of your calls and your questions. We got our free download of the week, and of course, a free line open at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Ken, Brandon, and Jeff back right after this.